Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from Wapato, your College Place Hawks at 1-8 in league, going to be taking on a 6-3 Wapato team. And the Hawks coming off a loss this last Tuesday to Natchez Valley, 72-37. We were kind of shorthanded, and we played Wapato back on December 12th and dropped that game to them, 64-49. So the Hawks still looking for that second league win against a Wapato team that can be tough. And to boot, we are somewhat shorthanded. In this pregame, we'll talk about why we're shorthanded. We'll also get into that Natchez Valley game, our review of the Wapato game from back on December 12th at home. And, of course, we'll have league standings, other scores from the league, the starting lineups, and the opening tip-off, and all the action here as the boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Wapato Wolves up here in the Yakima Valley. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So the Hawks up here in the Yakima Valley, warming up, getting ready to take on the Wapato Wolves, and coming off kind of a drubbing at the hands of the Natchez Valley Rangers this last Tuesday, 72-37. And the story of that game, well, it's just... we had no answer in particular for their sophomore guard, Atlas Gentry. He dropped 32 points on us, 12 of them in the first quarter, as the Rangers raced out to a 22-3 lead and never looked back, leading 42-12 at halftime. Hawks led by 16 points from Caden Kirschbaum, but in part what is telling with regards to that second game against Natchez Valley, we were without the services of John Perks. Perks having pulled a hamstring while going out on a cool-down run after the Royal game, somehow pulled his hamstring. So that was a little over a week ago, and he may be available, on Tuesday, still unavailable this evening. So the Hawks are going to be shorthanded against a Wapato team that is going to present something of a challenge to us. Back on December 12th, we played Wapato, and we never were terrifically close into it. Down 18-11 after one, down 29-24 after two, so we were making something of a game of it. But then their star guard, A.J. Garza, went off on us, 19 points in the second half as we get out, outscored 19-15 and 16-10, and they slowly pull away. 64-49. In that game, We were led by 12 points from Zeke Hartwell, who is still unavailable, and my understanding is going to be unavailable for the rest of the season, although he is off of crutches now. Had 9 points from Caden Kirschbaum, 11 points from John Perks. But again, as mentioned, we're going to be without the services of the redhead Perks. So what does that mean for us? Well, and we're also further shorthanded because we do not have Brody Smith available, as both he and Sean Thorpe for a church camp. So we will have Felix Leon Negron coming off the bench, as will Gabe Santiago. Leon Negron, a junior guard, and Santiago, a junior forward, both of making their first varsity appearance. So we don't have Hartwell. We don't have Perks. Ryan Gorton is available, but he has a bad ankle, so he's got to be careful about how he moves around. We may get John Perks again back on Tuesday, as I mentioned. Wapato, according to Coach Pumphrey, a difficult place to play under any condition. They're going to be running and gunning, and they're looking press, everything we're trying to avoid in our current condition because we're shorthanded and somewhat injured. They will shoot the three and have the ability to get hot, as A.J. Garza has proven to us in the past. Furthermore, Garza is probably going to get his 1,000th point tonight, so we may end up taking a timeout if and when Garza, he's never know. You always got to play the games on the court and not on paper. And I love reading Coach Pumphrey's notes because he always gives us good information, but he also will inject some humor into it. And, quote, the two boys went to church camp. I asked them to pray for us because we're being short on numbers and struggling somewhat in ability. We worked on zone defense. We're going to mix it up some, try some corner traps as the game progresses. Offensively, we worked on moving without the ball and creating some more spacing, so hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard, as well as the starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the boys up here in the Yakima Valley warming up, getting ready to take on Wapato. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live in Wapato, let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC scoreboard before we get to starting lineup. Zilla, last I heard, number one RPI in the state. 9-0, 13-0, mercy me. Both Zilla teams tearing up the SCAC, men and women, followed by Royal at 7-1 and 11-1. Then Connell and Wapato, they're both tied for third at 6-3. Then follow Waluke and Kashmir at 4-5. Kashmir will be going up to their place, longest road trip of the season. That'll be next Friday. Then follows Natchez Valley at 3-6, then us at 1-8, and Kaidi. They're still looking for that first league win. They're at 0-9. In other action, scores from earlier this week on Tuesday, Royal went to Riverside. That is not Riverside, Oregon, I believe, and beat Riverside easily 91-52. Then Wapato went to Connell, and Connell actually beat the Wolves 70-63 in Connell. Cashmere went to Zilla and got treated badly, just like everyone in Zilla does. Leopards 93, Bulldogs 57. And then Waluk went to Benton City and kept Kaibi winless. The Warriors beat the Bears 69-52. On Friday, Connell will be at Cashmere. Royal will be hosting Zilla. Sorry, that's going on tonight, I beg your pardon. And Kaibi is at Natchez Valley tonight. On Saturday, you have a host of non-league games. Royal's going to be at Chelan. Wapato is going to travel across the mountains and take on 1B Tulalip Heritage. Cashmere will be hosting Brewster. And Connell will be at old opponent Granger. Hawks having Saturday off. Their next game is going to be Tuesday. And that's going to be a non-league game. They'll be traveling to Garpal with I believe a 7 o'clock tip-off. It's going to be slightly unusual tip-off time. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the host Wapato Wolves. They're going to start the 5'9 senior guard, A.J. Garza, who can absolutely light things up. Pairing with him in the backcourt is going to be a 5'9 junior guard, number 3, Clifford Ineas. And then they're going to start a 5'11 senior forward guard, number 21, Matthias McConville. McConville with 9 points against us back on December 12th. They're going to start a 5'10 senior guard in Jacob Bob, just 4 points against us. And then rounding things out, there will be a 6'4 listed as a forward, number 30, T. Fiander. Fiander, however, held to 4 points. Way Wapato scores is they like to launch threes. They go bombs away. For the Hawks, we're going to have the 6'4 junior forward starting for us, with averaging 4 points, 4 rebounds, number 2, Evan Geese. And the 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 14 points a game. Leading scorer in college place history, just a junior. Going to start the senior transfer guard, number 21, Landon Decime. The junior forward, number 22, Kyler Creeley, and the senior post, 6'6 senior post, number 23, Ryan Gorton. And here in Wapato, we honor the flag before every game, so we're going to take a break to do that, and then we'll be back with a tip-off. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Wapato right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So we had an introduction in native tongue. Not an introduction, but we had the pledge in native tongue, and then followed in English. I'll tell you what, once upon a time I worked on a reservation school in Wyoming, and we were basketball crazy. It was St. Stephen's in Wyoming, and we'd always honor the flag, and we never did it. It was a school occupied by Northern Arapaho. Never did it native. We got to hand it to Wapato for doing that. It's a wonderful touch. So Evan Geese will step into the center circle as the Hawks and the Road Graves are going to be moving from left to right, and I believe A.J. Garza is going to step in against him. So Geese has a decided height advantage over Garza. And the ref making sure we're ready to go, and there we go. There's the whistle, there's the ball, and Geese tips in the backcourt to Ryan Gorton, who will hand it off to Caden Kirschbaum. Here we go. Kirschbaum, and we immediately have a whistle. Not sure what that was about, but They'll give us the ball on the sideline, and we'll try again. As Desime will give to Gorton in the corner. Gorton back to Kirschbaum, deep on the left wing with Garza coming out on him. Caden will hand off to Creeley, drive into the key. Goes up against Fiander, and the ball got blocked. He'll hand off to Garza, having picked up the rebound. Garza pulling up at the top. Gives on the left to Jacob Bob. Bob now back to Garza, deep on the right wing. Garza swinging around to Aeneas in the corner. Aeneas wants to drive into the key, gets into the key, got a kick back out. He'll feed to Fiander on the left wing. He's got no business being out there. He then goes into the key, double clutches, and lays it in off the right block. Fiander, who had no points in the first half, scores the first bucket of the game. Just underway, 7:15 to go in the first. Wapato 2, College Place 0. Kirschbaum, working off a double guard arrangement, ends up having the ball stolen by Garza as he got pressed, and Garza's going to come down. Shot is too strong, and Kirschbaum will sky for the rebound. He'll drive past Bob, drives into the key, feeds to Creeley back in the corner. Swing around to Geese, almost loses it, now gathers it back in. Evan working at the top with Aeneas coming out on him, now drives into the key and banks it home on the left block. Does Evan Geese. Working the mismatch on Aeneas, and we're not at 2, 6:39 to go in the first. So Garza across the timeline. Garza with Kirschbaum coming out on him, still maintaining his dribble on the left to Aeneas. Aeneas now in the corner to Bob. Corner three off the side of the backboard, no good. They reset the shot clock. Fiander then gets the ball down low and gets called for travel. How do you set the shot clock when the ball goes off the back of the backboard? As Geese will take it out baseline, and they will press the inbound, but Kirschbaum gets the lob pass, feeds to Creeley, back to Geese. Geese will now cross the timeline, and off to Kirschbaum, and we got a charge away from the ball. I think they're calling on an Evan Geese. Yeah, they are. Geese will pick up his first personal, as Aeneas will take it out in front of the scoreboard, scorekeeper, that is. And we'll feed to Garza, to Bob, deep on the right wing. Cross court to Garza, gives up the three, hangs on to the ball, then feeds Bob in the key, got blocked by Geese, and the rebound by Ryan Gorton. Hawks not letting easy shots come off, as we're knotted at 2, 5:46 to go in the first. Kirschbaum with Garza coming out on him to Desime. Now wanting to drive into the corner, now drives baseline. He's going to have to kick out to Kirschbaum. Can't get the three off. Wants to drive into the key. Ball's going to be tall. They're going to call a reaching foul on A.J. Garza. That'll be his first personal. And so Evan Geese will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Geese. Oh, goes high to Gorton. Now hands back to Desime. Backing down against Aeneas, drives into the key. Euro steps in, shot is no good. Gorton comes down with a rebound, puts it up and away. Ryan Gorton, second chance bucket. Hawks lead 4-2, 5:18 to go in the first. Garza driving in, feeding to Bob. Cross out to Aeneas, intercepted by Desime. Then it's going to be tipped away by Aeneas and then tipped away again. Kirschbaum's going to pick it up, goes behind his back, drives in against Bob, puts it off the side of the backboard, but they're going to call Bob for a foul. Caden Kirschbaum's going to go to the line. So Jacob Bob, Mr. Bob, I called you by your sister's name. Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for the first time tonight for either team, and the Hawks up 4-2, 5:05 to go in the first. Make that 5-2 as Caden manages to rattle the first one home. And Kirschbaum, two quick dribbles, and hits that one too. 6-2 College Place, 5:05 to go in the first, as Garza will lope it up. He'll be met by Kirschbaum, move on the right wing to Bob. Bob dribbling now out to the top, bump by Desime, no call. Hand off now to Aeneas on the left wing. Aeneas dribbling to the top, cross court to Garza. Garza can't get a shot off, feed to Aeneas at the top. Aeneas, one touch to Garza. Garza now driving in baseline, pulling it from 12. Off the side of the rim, no good. Fiander goes over Creeley's back, gets the rebound. Now dribbles in. Gives one touch to, I didn't see who. Yeah, that was McConville who turned around and fed back to Fiander, and Fiander makes it 6-4. They then press the inbounds, and it goes out of bounds sideline off of Bob. So Evan Geese will take it out at the end of the Hawk bench, right in front of John Perks. feed to Gorton at the top. Now feed back to Geese, who will take it across the timeline. 23 on the shot clock. Gavin driving into the key, pulling it from 12. Got blocked. It's going to be picked up by Bob with Geese in pursuit. And Bob can't make the shot, but then an alley-oop put back by Garza ties us back up at 6. He went on a 6-0 run, and they're on a little 4-0 run. 4:04 to go in the first quarter. As Decimate drives into the key, slices through, puts it off the front of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. That putback is no good, but Gorton again is there for the offensive rebound and put back, making it 8-6 College Place. 3:49 to go in the first, as Garza will walk it up. Hawks not letting Wapato get hot as Bob has the ball deep on the right wing. Cross court to Garza, free for three from the left wing, and nothing but net. It's A.J. Garza with a hand coordinate Edward Jones three and giving him the lead back, and we'll take a timeout. With Wapato leading 9-8, 3:36 to go in the first. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So that three by A.J. Garza was actually his 1,000th point. So we're taking our time out to honor A.J. Garza, getting some photographs taken with his family and giving some swag from Wapato, and now the team coming around to take a team picture in front of the scoreboard, and you got to hand it to a kid in high school that can put up 1,000 points, so hats off to A.J. Garza for making that happen. So we end up having a slightly longer timeout as Wapato got that team picture, and now people heading back to the bench, and I think we might be ready to resume. With 3:36 to go in the first, and Hawks trail 9-8. Been a little back and forth. Wapato scores the first 2 points. We then go on a 6-0 run. They then proceed to go on a 4-0 run themselves. Ryan Gorton got another offensive rebound put back to give us 8-6, and then A.J. Garza hit that three to get his 1,000th point and give Wapato the lead back at 9-8 as we're pressing pretty aggressively as Decime working in the backcourt. It's going to be stolen by Garza, then goes up against Decime. His lay-in is no good, but Garza earned his way to the line. And so that foul will be on Landon Decime. He picks up his first personal, and A.J. Garza will go to the line. First trip to the charity stripe for the Wolves. The Hawks are 2-for-2, and Garza right now is 1-for-1. On Wapato to equal their largest lead of the game. They've only led by two, but Garza makes three as he has 7 points. And they continue to press pretty aggressively as Geese coming up the point will drive past Viander, now wanting to drive past Garza, then drives down all the way. Evan Geese takes it coast to coast and gives us a lead back at 11-10. Or sorry, we're trailing 11-10. I beg your pardon. As Bob, working on Decime, wants to back down. He'll kick out to Garza, drives baseline. What feed out instead? It's going to be taken by Caden Kirschbaum. With Garza coming up behind him, dribbles into the key, goes up against Fiander, loses the ball. Creeley's going to come up with it, wants to feed Gorton, and Bob gets his hand on the ball and knocks it out of bounds. 21 on the shot clock, 2:49 to go on the game clock, and it'll be Hawk basketball trailing by one, 11-10. Kirschbaum taking it out baseline to Geese. It's going to be tipped, stolen by Garza. Garza with Geese in pursuit. And they just kind of let him drive down the left block and lay it up and in, does A.J. Garza. Going up court to Creeley, one touch pass to Gorton, who lays it up and in. Ryan Gorton with 6 points, keeping us in this game. We trail 13-12. It's Garza loping up the right wing, almost has it stolen by Geese. Puts a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds. Mario Slakish Valdez will check in for Wapato, and he will spell Clifford Anais. Slakish, a senior guard, as Bob will inbound to Slakish. Slakish dribbling to right, tosses to Garza, back to Slakish at the top, swing around Bob. Bob then driving into the key, lost the handle on the ball. It's going to be tipped and brought up by Creeley, who then, wanted to go down low to Gorton, instead fed it straight to Slakish, who then turns around and feeds to McConville, who then feeds Fyander down low, who lays it up and in. Fyander with 6 points. 15-12 Wapato, under 2 minutes to go in the first. Hawks keeping it close, though, as Kirschbaum working at the top. He'll pull back for three. Banks it home! There's Caden Kirschbaum. The Hank Warden Edward Jones three ties us at 15 as Bob will take it across the timeline to Fyander at the top of the key. Back to Bob. Swing around to Garza on the right wing. Garza now getting tied up. And somehow he manages to get out of it. Feed to Fyander. Ball's going to be tipped. Stolen by Geese. Wapato not taking good care of the basketball. 1:27 to go in the game. Or quarter, rather. We're not at 15 as Geese working up the top. Feeds to Creeley. Wanted to do a give-and-go handoff. Geese will turn around. Spin around and hit it. Wow, Evan Geese. Also 6 points. Gives us the lead back at 17-15. Bob to Slakish on the left wing. Slakish back to Bob. Swing around to Garza on the right wing. Back to Slakish. NBA three. Swirls in and out and drops down good. Bob got a break there with that Hank Ward Nick Jones three. Giving them the lead back at 18-17. As Kirschbaum with under 60 seconds to go. We'll hand off to Creeley at the top of the key. Wanted to drive in. It's going to be stripped by Bob. Bob now coming up. Tries to back down on Geese. Goes into the key. Shots off the side of the rim. No good. And then Fyander comes down with a rebound and hits it. Fyander now with 8 points. 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Kirschbaum driving in. Oh, puts shot off the right block. Swirls in and out. No good. Fyander comes down with a rebound. Hits Garza. Garza, we don't want to get into a running match with these guys. Drives into the key. Hands off to Bob. Bob with 16 seconds to go. Drives into the key. Shoots over Gorton. Puts up an air ball. Somehow gets his own rebound. Then drives down left block and lays it up and in. Bob now with 5 points. And Wapato with their largest lead of the game at 5 at 22-17. As Kirschbaum will hand down to Gorton, who lays it up and in on the left block. Gorton with 8 points. And that will be the end of the first quarter as the Hawks play Wapato close. 22-19 Wolfpack after one quarter play. Back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We have Gabe Santiago, a junior forward, getting his first varsity experience. Judah Breithop will also check in now with the start of the second quarter, and Garzel inbound to Slakish to start the second. Hawks trail 22-19. It's a back-and-forth first quarter as Garza give on the right wing to Bob, then in the corner to Anais, who's checked in. Now back to Slakish, who lost the ball out of bounds. That's going to be an over-and-back. So Wapato is going to turn the ball over to start the second quarter. And it goes all the way out of bounds on the other end of the court. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline under the Wapato bucket. Almost had Bright up. Going to have to hurry. Go way long to Decime. And they want it over and back. Give to Breithaupt in the corner. Drives baseline. He'll end up kicking out to Decime on the right wing. He wants to drive down. Nice spin move. Put up from 18. Maybe more like 13. And Decime gets his first bucket of the game. Cut. Bring us to within one. 22-21. As Garza will walk it up. Guard on the left wing to Aeneas. Aeneas, Decime coming out on him. Wants to drive into the key. He'll kick out to Bob. He'll pull up for a right wing three and hit. That's Bob's second. And Gordon Edward Jones, three of the game. Making it 25-21 as Kirschbaum working on Feyender. Goes up courts to Geese to break the press, but then he loses the ball off of his leg. Bob will then pick up the loose ball, and he'll feed Feyender, who slams it home. Feyender, now with 10 points. And the Hawks trail by six as Decime will go up court to Geese and then gets fouled by Slakish. Yeah, Slakish Valdez will pick up his first personal as Ryan Gorton will check back in. And he will spill Gabe Santiago. So Geese will take it out baseline. And the Wolves will press. 27-21 Wapato, equaling their largest lead of the game. Up court to Gorton, then to Decime. Break the press. Decime got away with the travel. He'll then come driving in. His shot was too strong, but Breithaupt will come down with a rebound. Goes up, gets blocked. Gorton comes up, has the ball slapped out of his hand. Now they're going to feed Feyender in transition. Wall, one-touch pass to Bob, who lays it in down the right block. Bob now with 10 points. And the 8-point lead is their largest of the game as Gorton feeds to Decime. Left wing three. The travel? What are you talking about? You're saying he dragged his pivot foot. I don't know. But then again, as I said earlier in a different broadcast, if I can see the problem, it really did happen. I didn't see it. That doesn't mean it. I have to confess, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Slakish goes on the left wing to Aeneas. Aeneas to Slakish. Now wanting to drive in. Kick out to Garza. Right wing three. Oh, banks it home. Does Garza. Another Hank Ward, Edward Jones three. And now they're up by 11 as Geese. Coming up the court, lost the handle on his dribble, going to be picked up by Slakas, drives down the right lane. Oh, he does a backboard alley-oop to Feyender, who flushes it home. Feyender now at 12 points. We go up court to Breithaupt, then to Kirschbaum. Quickly going to come up the right wing. Feed to Breithaupt, drives into the key, and they're going to call him for a travel. And the Hawks, suddenly, if they played close in the first quarter, got the wheels coming up early in the second. We trail by 13 with 5:37 to go on the half. 34-21, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the Hawks trail 22-19 after one quarter of play, but then Wapato goes on a 12-2 run to open up the second, and they lead 34-21 as Garza gets to Slakas on the right wing for Wapato. Slakas cross-court to Garza. Garza now to Aeneas at the top. Aeneas handing off to Garza. Left wing three. Swirls in and out. No good. Tip rebound by Fander. Gets picked up by Aeneas. And Aeneas driving into the key. Kick back out to Garza. Fakes the three. Drives into the key. Has the ball stripped. And Kirschbaum's going to come up. Now he's going to pull up. Wait for traffic to pass. Now dribbling in. Now pulling back out. Now he'll hand off to Decime at the top. Decime wants to drive in. Puts up a running shot. That's nothing but net. From about 10 feet away goes Landon Decime. 34-23, Wapato. 4:48 to go in the half as Kyler Creeley's going to check back in. And Garza gives on the left wing to Aeneas. Aeneas will pull up for three. And that swirls halfway in and out. No good. And Geese will come down with the rebound. He'll go cross court to Kirschbaum. Backs down on Fiander. Crosses the timeline. Almost has it stolen. Still driving in. Euro steps into the key. His shot is no good, but Gordon is there again for the offensive rebound and put back. He has 10 points, six of them off second chances. Making it 34-25. Bob for three, barely off the front of the rim, no good. That was way downtown on the right wing. As Geese will come running up, driving into the key, pulls up from 13, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Fiander comes down with the rebound. He'll feed Bob, coming up the left wing. Bob running, now he's going to pull up. With Breithaupt coming out on him. Feeding down to Slakas. Kick back out to Bob. Left wing three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Geese will come down with a rebound again. Hands off to Gorton. Back to Geese. Oh, he should have gone up court to Kirschbaum. With Fiander giving him fits. Now to Kirschbaum. On the verge of getting trapped. And loses the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Fiander. Kylie Creeley to check in. As will Blaze Jacob and Matthias McConville. For Wapato. And so Kirschbaum will give to Decime in the backcourt. Feed back to Kirschbaum. 18 on the shot clock, crossing the timeline. 3:36 to go on the half. We trail by 9. Kirschbaum's going to drive down the left block and lay it up and in. Making it 34-27 to Aeneas. Driving into the key. Shoots over Gorton. Puts it off the side of the rim. No good. And Decime will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Geese. Oh, cross court to... Instead, it's going to be picked up by Slakas. He'll hand back to Aeneas, then hand back to... Who was that come down? Oh, Fed. Who was that? That was Blaze Jacob down low. His shot was too strong, however, and Geese will come down with a rebound. We catch a break. 3 minutes to go. Kirschbaum is left open, drives down the right block, and lays it up and in. And we've got Santiago ready to check in as we have a timeout on the floor. 2:54 to go in the half. Hawks trail by 5, 34-29. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks give up a 12-2 run to Wapato, fall behind by 13. Now the Hawks on their own little 8-0 run. Cut it down 5, 35-29 as Slakas will bring it up. Give on the left wing to Aeneas. Back to Slakas. Swing around to Jacob on the right wing. Then feed to Garza at the top of the key. He has to turn around, swing out to, who the heck, what is that? That was McConville. For a right corner three that ends up going off the rim and then over the backboard out of bounds. So the Hawks going to try and cut it back down to three or worse, but Decime feeds it straight to Jacob, who then hands to Slakas. So we end up turning the ball over in the face of the press. And going to feed to Aeneas on the left wing. Aeneas to Garza. Turn around, pull up from about 13 off the side of the rim, no good. And Creeley will sky for the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, and Wapato is going to clear out. So Caden will bring it up, wanting to drive in. He ends up getting into the middle of the key and is able to lay it up and in. As Caden Kirschbaum, he now has 11 points, and the Hawks have shaved the lead to 3. They're on a 10-0 run. As Aeneas drives into the key, kicks out to Jacob. One touch to Garza. Back to Jacob on the right wing. He'll finally pull up for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. And again, off the back of the backboard and out of bounds. Geese will check in, as will Jacob Bob and David Garcia, a 6-foot senior guard, as Creeley feeds to Decime coming up the court with Garza on him. Landon going behind his back, spinning around, still maintaining his dribble. Hands off to Geese. He then dribbles into the key, pulls up from about 8. Oh, the bank shot is no good. They're going to call a blocking foul, and Evan Geese is going to the line. Just when you think things are going to get out of hand, the Hawks go on a 10-0 run, and Evan Geese is going to the line for 2 to try and extend even that. We trailed by 13. We've cut it to 3. As Evan puts the first off the back of the rim, no good. Contributions from folks we haven't seen. Evan Geese, 6 points. Ryan Gorton, 10 points. 6 of them on second efforts, as Geese misses that one as well. And Garcia will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Garza. Go up court to, that was to Bob, then to Jacob. Now to Bob. Swing across to Garza on the right wing. Garza. Now to, that was McConville. Now to Garza, driving into the key. Puts up from 13, and he wanted to feed to Garcia, but it ended up getting tipped out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock. And McConville will take it out baseline. Are we questioning what? That was Wapato's ball. I mean, I saw the tip myself. So McConville will take it out baseline. Ends up going long to Garza. Way long to Garza. He's not going to take a 3 from there. Coming out of the top. Swing around to Bob on the right wing. He'll pull up for an NBA 3 off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound brought down by Caden Kirschbaum. Shouted by Jacob. Comes up the left wing. Now dribbling into the key. Slices, goes. Euro steps. His shot is too strong. And right. Garcia will pick up the rebound. Feed to Jacob. Back to Garcia. Then wanted to feed Garza. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Kirschbaum. 52 seconds to go in the half. Hawks have come from 13 down, brought it back to 3, 34-31. As Garza has the ball deep on the right wing, feed to Bob. Bob, down low to Garcia, who was waiting down on the left block and was able to lay it up and in. Or was that McConville? I beg your pardon. I'm going to credit that to McConville. As in coming up the court, we turn the ball over to Garza. Then goes down, loses the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Ryan Gorton. What? 31 seconds to go in the half. Hawks trail by 5. Trailed by as much as 13 rather. And they got it down to 3. But now McConville will take it out baseline. Feeds to Garza in the key. Spin around move ends up getting blocked. And it's going to be lost out of bounds by Garcia. 27 seconds to go in the half. So we won't have a shot clock as we get an inbound to Kirschbaum, who then proceeds to get trapped. He'll feed back to Geese. We've got to get moving. Geese now is going to come up the court. They're going to call him for a carry? What? Okay. Again, if I can't see it, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But I don't know. As McConville take it out baseline with 18 on the game clock, feeds to Bob, fakes the 3, pulls in. Yeah, man, rims halfway in and out, no good. And Creeley will come down with a rebound with 11 seconds to go. Oh, wanted to go up court. A.J. Garza skies for it. He'll then feed a driving Bob down the right lane. He can't get the shot to work. And then it ends up missing the putback, and we don't end up getting an end-of-quarter shot. But I'll tell you what, we come from 13 down, shave it to 3. We'll go into the halftime locker room trailing by 5. 36-31 here in Wapato. We'll be back with totals and a breakdown of the first half when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Wapato right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, up here in Wapato, we trail by 5, 36-31. Trailed by 5 at halftime back in College Place back on December 12th. Trailed by 3 after 1, 22-19. Very much a back-and-forth routine. First quarter had a little bit of an interruption as A.J. Garza, his second bucket of the game, was Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 from the right corner. And that was his 1,000th point as a Wapato Wolves, part of the Wapato Wolf Pack, rather. So ended up taking a timeout to honor Garza, and well-justified. But then the Hawks been staying in it. And then to start the second quarter, trailing by 3, 22-19, Wapato then proceeds to go on a 12-2 run. They open a 34-21 lead, and we're thinking, oh boy, looking at Coach Kirk Humphrey's notes, who's saying, yeah, they'll be running and gunning, looking to press, and they can get hot. But then we turn around and go on a 10-0 run of our own and cut the lead to 3. And we end up giving up one more bucket to, I want to say that was Bob down low. And we trail 36-31. Here's your unofficial scoring summary. Matthias McConville with 2 points for Wapato. And then you have Jacob Bob with 10 points. And T. Fiander and both A.J. Garza. They're leading all scorers on the court with 12 points. Now for the Hawks, we only have 4 scorers. But check out these totals. Landon Destiny with 4 points. Evan Geese with 6 points. Definitely ahead of his normal total. Ryan Gorton with 10 points, 6 of them coming off offensive rebounds and second looks, and Gorton has been efficient down low. It's very pleasant to see, all the more so. And then according to Coach Pumphrey, Gorton is playing on a bum ankle, and you can see that Gorton does not move very quickly up the court, but I'll tell you what, when he's working down low, he's been wonderfully efficient. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers with 11 points. He had a 3 and 2 free throws in the first quarter, and then he's just driving in the second quarter. So, say keys to the second half. Well, you got to limit the scoring of A.J. Garza. I mean, that's the story of absolutely everything. We also have to better limit T. Fiander. He was getting a number of second looks down there, and Fiander is capable of being shut down. Now, in fairness, with the lack of John Perks, it may be somewhat more difficult to stop Fiander. But if we can stop Garza and somewhat limit Fiander and continue offensively, we're taking what Wapato is giving us. And if we can continue to do that, if Gorton can continue to get those second looks down low, And if Kirschbaum can continue to create, we just might be able to come away from Wapato with our second league win of the season. This, despite the fact that we're playing decidedly shorthanded. We are missing bench players Brody Smith and Sean Thorpe at church camp. We still don't have Zeke Hartwell. Probably will not have him for the rest of the year because of that dislocated kneecap. But John Perk's still recovering from a pulled hamstring. We might have him back on Tuesday for a game against Garpal. Very much on the road on Tuesday. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings. When we return here from Wapato, Hawks hanging around. They trail the Wolfpack 36-31. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back up here in the Yakima Valley at Wapato, the Hawks hanging around and giving the Wolfpack some business. We trail by 5, 36-31 after one half of play. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings, rather. Zilla, number one RPI in 1A, 9-0, 13-0, followed by Royal at 7-1, then Connell and this Wapato team, both at 6-3, but the Hawks giving the Wolfpack some business. Followed by Wailuke and Cashmere, both at 4-5, then Natchez Valley at 3-6, and then we struggle down there at 1-8, and followed by the Kibe Bears at 0-9. Another action this week on Tuesday, Royal beat Riverside in a non-league game, 91-52. Connell beat this Wapato team, 70-63. Cashmere went to Zilla and got manhandled by the Leopards, 93-57. And Wailuke went to Kibe and beat the Bears, keeping them winless, 69-52. Another action this evening. Connell is at Cashmere. Royal is hosting Zilla, and Kibe will be at Natchez Valley. On Saturday, the Hawks will have the day off. And we got a bunch of non-league games going. Royal will be at Chelan. Wapato will go across the mountains to take on Tulalip Heritage. Cashmere will be hosting Brewster. And former 1A rival Granger will be hosting Connell. I wanted next week. Give us next week. There we go. And looking at next week, Tuesday, college supposed to be at Garfield Palouse, a 7 o'clock tip-off, and Cleellum will be at Cashmere. Those are also non-league games. And the late Hawks going to be going on the road now. We're on the road now. 2.25 hours away at Wapato. We're going to be at least 2.25 hours away at Garpal on Tuesday, and then we're going to be 4.5 hours away at Cashmere on Friday after all that road work. It'll be nice to have next Saturday off as well. The Hawks will have the ball to start the second half. Kyler Creeley will take it out, and he'll feed in the backcourt to Kirschbaum with Garza coming out to center line, and now they're going to back off as Caden working on Garza. Immediately gets hit with a double press, then feeds to Gorton, then to Decime. He'll pull up for three. That's going to be long. Gorton almost comes down with a rebound. That was out of bounds on Jacob Bob, but they say it was last touch by Gorton. Bad call. As Garza wants to run. Oh, and he wanted to feed Fyander down low, and Gorton got his hands up and blocked it out of bounds. So Garza will take it out baseline. 25 on the shot clock to Bob in the right corner for three, and hits. Bob with his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, bomb of the game. And then Desime gets tied up by Fyander on the inbounds, and we got a jump ball. And that'll be Wapato basketball. So McConville will take it out baseline. And Geese was heading down court like we were going on offense. So McConville. End up going long to Fyander. He's to Aeneas deep on the left wing. Aeneas has the ball tipped, almost stolen. Instead, Bob's going to pick it up. Bob spinning and weaving. Pulls up from 15, puts it up, air ball. And Decime will pick up the rebound. Then we're going to go up court to Geese. And Geese will cross the, nope, sorry, Kirschbaum will cross the timeline. Drives into the key, kicks out to Creeley in the corner for three. Way long. And then rebound gets lost out of bounds by Gorton. McConville inbound to Garza, who quickly wants to run up. Now he'll pull up. Now he drives down. Euro steps. Nope. He finds Bob waiting on the baseline to lay it in on the left block. And Bob now with 15 points as Kirschbaum has the ball slapped away, stolen by Aeneas. Going to feed Fyander. Back to Aeneas. Goes up against Geese. Shot is too strong. Bob's going to get the tip rebound and manages to lay it up and in. And we're being outscored by Bob. Now 7-0 to start the second half as Gorton wanted to go up court to Decime. Now up to Kirschbaum, left wing three. Swirls in and out, no good. Creeley over there is for there with the offensive rebound and put back. Hawks getting second effort looks. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Hawks trail by 10 now. 43-33, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 43-33 as Wapato is on a... What is this, 7-2 run here to start the third quarter? As Aeneas will walk it up, feed to Garza on the right wing. Garza's got his motor running right now. Feeds Fyander, drives right lane. Shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. Can't put that away. Then Gorton will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Creeley, feed to Kirschbaum. Drives right block, goes up, gets blocked. Gets his own rebound. Now goes up again and gets Fyander and drops it home. Kirschbaum now with 13 points. McConville up to Aeneas. At the top, now to Garza, deep on the right wing. Garza drives into the key, turn around and feed McConville from about 8 feet, no good. But then Breithaupt ends up losing the rebound out of bounds. And Kurt Pumphrey getting irritated that he's never getting a call. As McConville will take it out baseline, he ends up going long to Bob. Bob on the right wing in the corner to McConville for three. Barely off the side of the rim, no good. Fyander goes over Gorton's back. Ball gets the rebound, ends up being loose. Kirschbaum will pick it up, feed to Creeley. Down to Breithaupt to Decime in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Halfway down, Fyander comes down with a rebound. Feed to Garza, then feeds to Bob. Goes down, has the ball slapped out by Decime. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by College Place. Every one of these questionable outbounds has been going Wapato's way. As McConville will take it up baseline with 22 on the shot clock. With an alley-oop to Fiander in the middle of the key. Fiander gets his first bucket of the second half. And then they're going to call Fiander. Okay, got a delay of game warning against Wapato. So Hawks trail by 10, 45-35. Is Creelio inbound to Decime. Quickly getting double-teamed, and then the ball gets tipped out of bounds off of McConville. And so we'll take it out far. Yeah, we'll take it out far corner at the end of the Wapato bench. So having a little bit of trouble with the press here. Feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum immediately getting trapped. Manages to get the ball. Goes down. Goes up the court. Slices through a triple team, and they're going to call a foul. Yes, they're going to call a foul coming up the court. And they're going to call that foul on McConville. That'll be his first personal. And so Kirschbaum, nope, Decime will take it out at the front of the Wapato bench. As Kirschbaum, with Garza giving ground, will now cross the timeline. And Kirschbaum is going to get bumped by Fiander, and we're going to get a foul. So Fiander will pick up his first personal. And now Decime will take it out at the top of the College Place bench with Bob coming out on him. Feed to Gort. Nope. It's going to be stolen by, nope. Tipped by Fiander. Knocked out of bounds. So Decime will try again, this time in front of the scorer's table. He ends up, nope. It's going to be stolen by Garza. Goes around Kirschbaum to get it. He then tips the ball. He's going to come up the court. He's got Aeneas to beat. Euro steps, goes in, steps back, puts it up the front of the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. He then wants to drive in. Euro steps in again. Right hand, underhand scoop, lays it up and in. Because Caden Kirschbaum. Hawks trail by eight. Bob takes the ball on the right wing. He'll go cross court to Garza. Euro steps in. Feeds Fiander down low. Can't. He tries to dunk it. It ends up being no good. Gorton will come down with the rebound. Then Decime will end up getting trapped. He'll feed up court to Breithaupt. With Garza on him, ends up losing the ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Garza. 20 seconds on the shot clock. We'll take the ball out at the end of our bench. Creeley will take it out there. Creeley handing close to Gorton. And then throws the ball away. He wanted to feed Creeley, who wasn't looking for it. Miscommunication. We turn the ball over. Caden Kirschbaum actually showing a little bit of irritation on that play. Saying, come on, we got to talk. As McConville will inbound to Garza. 3:52 to go in the third quarter. We trail 45-37. Devin Geese getting ready to check in. Aeneas with the ball on the left wing. Hands down to McConville, then turns around, feeds to Bob. Loses the handle. He's got to go back to it. Now Heath gets trapped. Now to Garza. Garza wants to slice into the key. Goes up against Gorton. Shot ends up being no good. Fiander tips the rebound to himself. Turns around, feeds back to Aeneas. Pulls back. Hands back to McConville, to Garza in the left corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. But Bob is there for an alley-oop offensive rebound putback. Bob has 9 points here in the third quarter. Up court to Creeley. Ball is going to be tipped. Stolen by McConville. Feeds Fiander, who backs down against Decime. Can't make the first shot, but then second effort makes it work. And we should have timeout. With 3:05 to go in the third quarter, Hawks trail by 12 now, 49-37. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
A shorthanded Hawks team trying to stick with Wapato. He trailed by 12 with 3:05 to go in the third, 49-37. As Decime ends up losing the ball, and it's going to end up going on the deck. Kirschbaum is going to come up with it, and then they keep putting a two-man press on him, and he ends up losing the ball. Going to be picked up by Garza, and then they're going to call a jump ball. Are they going to call a foul? When we end up getting pressed, we got to come back and give some help as Caden Kirschbaum tried to get the ball back and committed his first personal foul. So Garza will take it out baseline, and we're struggling with this press right now as we feed to Bob in the left corner for three. Barely off the front of the rim, no good. McConville with the rebound, feed back to Bob on the left wing. He'll now bring it back out. Bob on the right wing to Aeneas for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Gorton will come down with the rebound. Gorton, tell you what, he's doing what he needs to do down low. Kirschbaum drives past Garza, drives into the key. They're going to say he got fouled on the floor as he tried to drive down the left lane. And that foul is going to be on T. Fiander. That'll be his second person. J.J. Alvarado and Blaze Jacob to check in. As McConville and Aeneas will go to the bench. Kirschbaum taking it out baseline. Gets down low to Geese, then goes up. Oh, his reverse lane isn't quite good enough. But Gorton there's for the offensive rebound, put back too strong. And Fiander will come down with a rebound. Going to feed Garza. Coming down the right wing. Now kick out to Jacob on the left wing for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Bob takes down the long rebound. Drives to a baseline. Gets cut off by Geese. And we're going to have a... Okay. Clock reset. Mario Slakas-Valdez will check back in and spell A.J. Garza. So Bob will take it out baseline. Yeah, we keep having issues with the 30-second clock. It's been an issue all game long. As Bob feeds to Fiander, goes down low. Got blocked by Geese. And then they end up losing the ball, and Kirschbaum is on the run. As he's going to go all the way, lay it up and in. Steal it, rebound, and then going coast to coast. Hawks trail by 10, 49-39. As Slakas feeds to Jacob, to Slakas on the right wing. No, that's Slakas. Who was I talking about? That was Alvarado. Now feed to Bob, driving back out in the key. 14 on the shot clock. Goes cross court to Fiander. Now to Jacob at the top. Jacob now to Bob in the key. Oh, we wanted to, God almighty, wanted to feed Alvarado down low. They say it was off of Gorton. He was actually off of Alvarado, but again, they missed the call. Garza will check in and now spell Bob. So Alvarado will take it out baseline. Feed to Garza in the right corner with Geese coming out on him. Wants to drive baseline. Hand off to Fiander down low and is able to lay it up and in. Fiander taking advantage of the absence of John Perks as Kirschbaum ends up getting trapped. Slices through it. Now he wants to go all the way. He's going to go up against Alvarado and lays it up and in. Caden Kirschbaum breaks the trap. Breaking it back to 10. Garza quickly coming down. Has it stripped by Geese. Frankly, he lost the ball. Now he needs help. Going to go cross court. Nope, he ends up throwing the ball away. And Geese wanting a foul call and nothing. It's like, just play the game, guys. Do not wait for these refs. As Alvarado will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Garza. Garza cross up to Slakas on the right wing. Slakas now dribbling to the top. Slakas to Alvarado on the left wing. One dribble, now to Slakas at the top. Now, and he just threw the ball away, gives it to Decime. Decime coming up the court, go down to Kirschbaum. Wants to drive baseline, slices up against two, earned his way to the line. Pardon me. Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for two, having been fouled by Fiander, who now has his third person. And Kirschbaum will go to the line for two. Kirschbaum 8 points this quarter. He's 2 for 2 from the line. 19 points for the game. Oh, let's make that 20, shall we? As Creeley will check in for Judah Breithaupt. And Jaren Trujillo will check in for Mario Slakic. Here's Baum. Hits that one, too. Hawks trail by 8, 51-43, 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Garza wants to drive in, goes up against Gorton. His bank shot is too strong. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Gorton. He'll then feed Kirschbaum, who then lost his dribble. Jacob's going to steal it, feed Garza, who's going to have to pull back out. Now to Jacob, deep on the right wing. 31 set to Garza, wants to drive baseline. Going to get cut up. Got a pushing foul on Evan Geese, maybe? No, they're saying that foul's on Ryan Gorton, who picks up his first personal. So Alvarado takes it out to Garza. Fakes the three, wants to drive in, goes up against Gorton, blocked. Into the hands of Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum working off Slakic, wants to drive into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul. Nope, we're shooting fouls now. And they're saying that foul's on Slakic Valdez. So Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for two more. He is 4 for 4. And he's got 21 points. Hawks trail by 8. Make that 7. As Kirschbaum had some struggles from the line earlier this year, but tonight he's money. Knock on this wooden floor here. And rattles that one home. That's what you get for knocking on the floor. Hawks trail by 6, 51-45, hanging around. Jacob with the ball on the left wing. And to Slakic at the top, 9 seconds to go. Slakic to Garza, lost the ball out of bounds. He was so intent on his drive, he didn't watch the ball in. So the Hawks have 6 seconds to run the court, and Wapato loves to press as Creeley will take it out in the corner at the end of the Wapato bench. And feed to Kirschbaum. He's got 4 seconds to go. 3, 2, 1. He's not going to get the shot off as the third quarter comes to an end. And the Hawks trail by 6. They're still making a game of it. We'll be back with the fourth quarter with the Hawks trailing 51-45 here from Wapato. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks trail 51-45. They've been hanging around all evening long as we get an inbound to Geese to start the fourth quarter. And he'll hand off to Kirschbaum. Slicing through that trap, drives into the key, got fouled by Jacob. Blaze Jacob will pick up his first personal to start the fourth quarter. And Geese will take it out far sideline. And Wapato going to continue trapping. Now what? Wait, what? Oh, I see. We're taking out baseline. Okay. So now Kirschbaum will take it out down there. And, oh, wanted to feed Gorton. And instead it's going to be a loose ball. And Garza's going to go all the way and lay it up and in. Garza with his first bucket of the second half. As going up court, ball is going to be tipped, stolen by Jacob. Feed back to Garza. We lose on the press again, and then Garza lost the ball, somehow picked up by Fand, who then feeds Bob down low. He lays it up and in. Bob having a whale of a second half, and then we lose the ball coming up the court, and then Bob ends up going down on the court, and as the ball gets stolen, they're going to say he got fouled by Evan Geese. He picks up his second personal. Judah Breithaupt to check in for College Place. And he'll spell Evan Geese. So Garza will take it out baseline with the Hawks back to trailing 10, 55-45. Garza to Jacob in the corner, swing around to Bob. Bob slices into the off, and Garza waiting down on the left block, who easily lays it up and in. Geese getting ready to check back in. Inbound to Breithaupt, then immediately gets tied up. Going to feed to Decime, coming up the court, and feeds to Kirschbaum, gets behind the defense, backs it down, shot is no good. Greeley, however, there was the offensive rebound, put back is no good. This time the loose ball out of bounds is actually called off Wapato. Shocking, as Geese will check in for Kyler Greeley. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline, 18 on the shot clock. How is it? How do you not have a fresh 30? It went off the rim, inbound to Geese, then drives into the key, and then puts up a left-handed scoop shot. Rims in and out, no good. His tip is also no good, and then Jacob will come down with the rebound. Jacob up court to Bob, right corner three, off the back of the rim, no good. Geese will pull down the rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Coming up the court, wants to slice in, and they're going to call blocking foul on T. Fyander. Ooh. That'll be Fyander's fourth personal, and that's a terrible call. I'll tell you straight up, Fyander was set. Fyander was the Statue of Liberty. And Caden Kirschbaum ran into him, and we caught a huge break because that was a bad call. What about Dirty White? Now the ref's coming over and saying something about some type of warning on T. Fyander. A warning on third. I've never heard of a warning on an individual player before. And Fyander having a conversation with the ref that called the foul on him. And it's a very pleasant. Those two are having a very pleasant conversation. It's the lead ref who is talking now to Adolph Garza and saying about the warning that was issued to T. Fyander. I have no idea what is going on there. So Caden Kirschbaum, who is 6-for-6 from the line, will go to the line, put it off the back of the rim, no good. Creeley will check in for Judah Breithaupt. Hawks trail by 12, 57-45. It's that press that's been killing us. If we find a way to consistently solve the press, we are really in this game. And Kirschbaum misses that one. He had been 6-for-6. Now he's 0 for his last two, as Garza will bring it up. Now wants to have baseline finger roll down the right lane and lays it up and in. Garza had been totally quiet in the third quarter. Is now 6 points. And then on the inbounds, Decime ends up going out of bounds. Ball, however, off of Wapato. We're going to have a timeout with 6:29 to go on the game. Hawks trailing by 14, 59-45. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Kurt Pumphrey having some words with that lead ref who called that warning on T. Fyander. In fact, he spent the whole time out talking to her, and let's just say that Pumphrey was looking decidedly skeptical as Decime tried to go behind his back and break in the press and fed it straight to A.J. Garza, who coasts in and lays it up and in. And then as Kirschbaum tries to break the press. He's going to get fouled by Jacob, who picks up his second personal. Hawks trail by 16, their largest deficit of the game. Hawks struggling with this press in the second half. As Creeley will feed up court to Geese, then hands back to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, he'll feed back to Geese. Geese, just back down. Just go. Just go. Now, are they calling 5 seconds? Unreal. Oh, boy. Let's just say there's one ref who's made a number of decidedly interesting calls tonight. As Garza goes cross-court to Bob, then in the corner, Jets Alvarado. Now back to Bob. Swing run to Garza on the right wing. Now to Bob, left open on the left wing. Drives into the key, pulls up from about 12. In and out, no good, as Geese will come down with the rebound. And he's got to get the ball moving. Now he'll feed up to Decime. Up court to Gordon. Now down low to Creeley. Got behind everybody, and we lay it up. No, he can't make the lay-in. That's Garza. Oh, my Lord, this is unspeakable. Garza goes over Creeley's back to get the rebound. Loses the ball. Okay. The lead ref comes in and overrules it and said the ball was off Garza. Good Lord almighty. What a wretched call. Hats off to the lead ref for overruling that piece of garbage. Inbound to Gorton. Now to Geese at the top of the key. He'll hand off to Kirschbaum. Backing down against Jacob. Drives into the key. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Fiander goes over Gorton's back to tip the ball to Alvarado. Now to Bob. Now to Jacob. Now to Bob at the top. Now to Jacob in the right corner for three. Swing in and out, no good. Gorton will come down with the rebound. To Kirschbaum. And has the ball stolen by Jacob, who lays it up and in. Jacob gets his first bucket of the game. And now the Hawks trail by 18, 63-45. As then Jacob strips the ball from Kirschbaum coming up the court. Kirschbaum thinking he deserved a foul as Judah Breithaupt will check in. And Kirschbaum lobbying with the ref, which he rarely does, saying he got fouled there as Geese will take it out in front of the scorekeeper. And it's going to be his inbounds, his tip stolen by Jacob. He goes down, laying isn't any good, but they're going to say he got fouled. I believe by Evan Geese. No, they say that foul's on Judah Breithaupt. I did not see him as close to that play, but fair enough. So Blaze Jacob will go to the line for two. And this is only the second trip to the line. The Wolves are 2 for 2. Jacob makes it 3 for 3. And now the Hawks trailing by 19, 64-45. Just unable to keep up with them here in the fourth quarter. And he hits the second. We've been outscored 10, 12, 14 to nothing. As we now suddenly trail by 20 as Decime comes up the court. Goes behind his back. And then it's going to be stripped from the back by Bob. Going to be picked up by Fander, who's going to come rolling down and slam it home. And you can tell the Wapato fans really like this, as is Adolph Garza, who acts like a child on the sideline. As Kirschbaum will drive into the key, Euro step and then step back and hit from about 8 feet to put an end to the bleeding. But boy, were we struggling. 2-4-6. Yeah, 12-14, nothing run to start the second quarter. As Bob pulls up for three, swirls in and out, no good. Fiander steals the rebound from Gorton, turns around and feed Garza, then feed to a driving Alvarado, whose lay-in is no good. Tip rebound. They're going to call a loose ball foul, I think, on A.J. Garza. Yeah. Garza will pick up his second personal. And Creeley will check in for Judah Breithaupt. And so Creeley will inbound. Creeley, long to Kirschbaum, stolen by Garza, but picked up by Gorton, who then gets stripped by Fiander. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Ryan Gorton. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, there's just some unspeakably bad officiating going on tonight. And it can potentially play into how this turns out, despite the fact you're trailing by 20. Just some. Man, there's been some bad calls. as Alvarado gives to Bob, then in the corner to Jacob. Back to Bob. Swing around Alvarado on the left wing. Alvarado to Bob on the right wing. Wants to drive in. Gets cut off by Geese. Now dribbling back out. Now dribbling to the top. Still maintaining his dribble on the left wing to Garza. Garza will swing back to Bob. Quickly to Jacob in the right corner for a long two. That shot is no good, but Garza comes down with the rebound. Then as he goes up the second time, he got stripped, but they're going to say foul. And they're going to call that foul on Landon Decime. Again, who does not seem to be close to the play, but fair enough. A.J. Garza will go to the line for two. He's two for two, now three for three. And he had 12 points in the first half, nothing in the third, and now suddenly he's looking at his 10th point, which he hits for the fourth quarter. As the fourth quarter has been terrible for us, as Decime goes up court to Gorton, one touch to Kirschbaum. Pull up on the right wing for three off the front of the rim. No good. And Alvarado will sky for the rebound. He'll then feed to Garza. Garza walking up, going to be met by Decime. Cross court to Alvarado, deep on the left wing. 3:14 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 22. It's been a disastrous fourth quarter. Jacob in the corner to Garza on the right wing. Garza, shaking and baking to Jacob in the corner to Bob. An NBA three. Good Lord. At the very top. Bob. With his fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. That would have made an NBA player proud as Geese is going to drive into the key. Down the left lane. Lane goes in and out no good, but they're going to say he drew the foul. And that foul is going to be on Blaise Jacob. That'll be his third personal. Giving Geese to the line for two. He's 0 for 2 so far. Hawks 0 for 2 in the second half. Geese's first free throw swirls in and out, no good. It's that kind of quarter. There just ain't nothing going right. Geese, two quick dribbles, and that one won't drop either. Tip rebound brought down by Fyander. He'll feed Garza. Garza walk it up, now drives in. Instead, kicks out to Alvarado in the left corner for three. Air ball, rebound, Fyander goes up against Decime and lays it up and in. T. Fyander now with 22 points. We're going to go up court to Geese, who got away with a carry. Now he's going to get trapped, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Alvarado. Alvarado will pick up his first personal, and we're going to be shooting from here on out with 2:24 to go in the game. As the Hawks, Geese 0 for 4 from the line here this evening. Can't make that one either. Puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Checking in for the Wolfpack is going to be David Garcia. And he'll spell Bob. Nope. I take it back. It wasn't Bob. I don't know who he spelled. Garza? Nope. I don't know who he spelled. As Geese finally hits one. But it's 74-48. Game we were close until the fourth quarter where the wheels came off. As Garza walking it up, give to Jacob. Now back to Garza. Swing around to Bob. Bob driving into the key, pulling for about 13. Had to double clutch. And Geese comes down with the rebound. Gets clobber. No call. Loses the ball out of bounds. Yet another wretched piece of officiating. As Bob will take it out baseline. Feed to Fyander in the right corner. He's not taking that three. To Garza at the top. Garza, now we've got a whistle away from the ball. Okay, there's foul away from the ball on Landon Decime. That'll be his third personal. And that'll put A.J. Garza to the line for two. He's 4 for 4 so far tonight. I think that 5 for 5. A.J. Garza, very good from the line. Glad to see Kirschbaum back talking to Coach Pumphrey, and they're having a smile with one another. As Creeley will take it out baseline to Kirschbaum, who will then bring it up. Slices through the trap, drives into the key. Right-handed scoop shot, man, in traffic. and lays it up and in. Is Caden Kirschbaum creating tonight or what? As Garza will walk it up with under 2 minutes to go to Bob, to Garza, to Jacob, to Garza, to Bob on the right wing, drives in and ends up having the ball stripped by Gorton, who's comported himself really well tonight, particularly playing on a bum ankle, as Geese will bring it up with Bob in pursuit. Handed down to Gorton down low, ends up losing the ball, going to be picked up by Jacob. Feed to Garcia and then to Bob. Then to Garza, and we've got Jaren Trujillo getting ready to check in. Jacob to Fiander in the left corner. He is not taking that shot. Fiander, however, will drive in, back down against Gorton. His lay-in is no good as Creeley comes down with the rebound, loses it out of bounds, and we got a line change here. We have got, let's see, who do we have here? We have got Felix Leon Negron checking in, as well as Gabe Santiago and Judah Breithop, as Santiago will inbounds and ends up getting tipped and picked up by Leon Negron. He then will bring it up the court. He has it stripped, gathers it back in. Leon Negron cross court to Santiago, then to Breithop, who also had checked in. Feeds to Gorton down low, who manages to bank it home. And I'll tell you what, Ryan Gorton, 12 points now. Been quiet the second half, but comported himself well. So under 60 seconds to go. As Garza will walk it up, he'll feed to, who the heck was that? That was Trujillo. Backs down against Gorton and somehow lays it up and in. Trujillo gets his first bucket of the game. As Leon Negron drives down the right lane, puts it up. Shot ends up being no good, but he's going to go to the line. And that foul's going to be on Trujillo. So Leon Negron will go to the line for two. And Leon Negron, who might be all of 5'5", puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Tanner Arlington to check in as well for the Hawks. This is number 10. And he'll spell Ryan Gorton. So Leon Negron giving the ball back. His second free throw. Oh, swirls halfway in and out. No good. And they're going to call a charge. Yeah, Garcia got the rebound. And then he elbowed Tanner Arlington out of the way. So Garcia will pick up his second personal. And that should. We're shooting fouls. Well, they're saying that's an offensive foul. Okay, so Arlington will take it out baseline with 22 seconds to go. Down low to Breithop, loses the ball out of bounds. Now they're going to say last touch by Fiander. So this time Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Leon Negron. Drives into the key. Loses a handle on his dribble. Gets it. Feeds back to Arlington. Then to... That was Santiago who drives into the key. Shot ends up being no good. Rebound goes Arlington, ends up going up against Garza. Gets partially blocked. Arlington was out of the bound to gather it back in. Instead feeds to Fiander, who will run out the clock. And the Hawks suffer a disastrous fourth quarter as they get outscored 14-0 to start the fourth, and they fall to Wapato up here in the Yakima Valley, 78-52. And we'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Hawks. When you return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR.
KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
Well, the Hawks lose to Wapato up here in the Yakima Valley, 78-52. But I'll tell you what, looking at Coach Kurt Pumphrey's notes, and we were shorthanded. We don't have John Perks, still recovering from a hamstring injury. Still don't have Zeke Hartwell, may not see him again this season. Furthermore, we were short role players Brody Smith and Sean Thorpe as they were at church camp. And so to quote Coach Pumphrey at the beginning of the game, two boys went to church camp. He asked them to pray for us. As we're being short on numbers and ability, we worked on zone defense. And I'll tell you what, down by three after one, down by five at halftime, down by six after three. And we were, I think, playing beyond everyone's expectations. But then Wapato went on a 14-0 run to start the fourth quarter. They outscore us 27-7 and end up winning, running away 78-52. So the Hawks made a game of it. Just think, if we actually get healthy, might be able to get into this. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary. And for the host, Wapato Wolves, let's see. We have Jaren Trujillo with 2 points, Matthias McConville with 2 points, Blaze Jacob off the bench with 4 points, and then we have T. Fiander with 22 points, Jacob Bob and A.J. Garza each with 24 points. For the Hawks, 2 points for Kylie Creeley, 4 points for Landon Decime, 6 points by Evan Geese, all in the first quarter, and then he got silent after. Oh, take that back. Evan had 7 points. I got to give him credit for that. Then Ryan Gordon with 12 points, and 8 of those coming off second-chance buckets. So he was acquitting himself down low, and Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scores at 23 points. So he was giving the leads for Wapato a run for the money. Coming up next for the Hawks, they do have a day off tomorrow. Their next game will be Tuesday with a somewhat unusual 7 o'clock tip-off all the way out at Garfield Palouse, taking on 1B Garpal with a game on Tuesday night. So that'll be our next broadcast. Once again, your final here from the Yakima Valley. The Hawks fall to Wapato 78-52 after playing in close for three quarters. Next broadcast Tuesday at Garpal. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.